Hey guys, this is Pete. The other editors and I wanted to thank you for checking out our January interview with Sam Fetters and his poem January the 1st. After the interview, make sure that you check out Sam reading his poem himself. Also, be sure to subscribe to our monthly postcard. It's only $10 for 12 postcards delivered to your mailbox monthly. Finally, be sure to check out our news page and our Twitter account at Red Flag Poetry for news about an upcoming contest and other awesome additions to Red Flag Poetry Service. Thanks. Enjoy the interview.
Okay, so obviously let's start by, you know, discussing the mail. What's the most exciting piece of mail that you've ever received?
I was thinking about this when you sent me the questions. I've got a lot of records and books and stuff that are exciting to get. But I think the best piece of mail I ever got was when I was a little bit after high school. In high school, I grew a rat tail out for like a year. And as a joke, I cut it off when I was 18 and gave it to this girl. And then we got in a fight like 6 months later or something. And I was in Toledo. I was living in Toledo at the time. And she sent it back to me. In an envelope.
That's pretty funny. Rat tails aren't, they're not something that most people can appreciate, so that's nice.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, I was growing it mostly probably to offend my parents, who were definitely not into it. But, yeah, I think that's the best piece of mail I ever got, my own rat tail.
Right. Yeah, that's gotta be up there with great things to receive.
Yeah.
Do you like getting mail?
I do. I do. I don't get very many bills, so that's nice because they all come through email now. So I avoid my email inbox, but I always check for mail. I still send a lot of stuff out, and I'm sort of involved in sending and receiving poems. So I get a lot of poems and books and stuff like that, which is just great.
It is great. It is great. Now, something that I found out just doing some research is, obviously, in being a writer myself, a lot of writers will say that they have, like, a strict writing process or a regimen or something like that. Do you consider yourself to work on a strict, like, process?
Most of the time, no. If I'm working on submissions or anything, I get a little more regimented, and I say, okay, I'm going to work from 5 to 7 or 5 to 8 every day on this. But I definitely get dry spells where I won't really write anything for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I'll write a ton for 10 days or 2 months or whatever. I do make time every day to read, which I think is sort of the same thing as my writing, and I run every day. And something happens when I'm running, where usually when I come home I have at least a line or something that I jot down. So I'm doing these things that are sort of connected to writing, but I don't write every day. I wish I could say I did, but I don't.
When you have those lines, do you write them with pen and paper, or do you just jot them down on the computer and leave them in a file?
Oh, always pen and paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, even submissions, for the most part, when I make them electronic, they just disappear. I send them. Everything is in hard copies with me. I don't know why. Are you hearing the train go by?
I can now that you mention it, but I didn't otherwise. But that's got to be the joy of Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, I'm right on the Q train, the part where it comes up from the underground. What was the question? I forget.
Well, just like when you said, when you send things out, they get lost electronically.
So everything I write is always on pen and paper. Even when I type things up to send them out to whoever or whatever, a lot of times they just disappear into my hard drive. So I just have hard copies of everything.
Right. Now, as far as revisions go, revision is something that's very important to a lot of writers. Do you revise your poetry, or is it very natural? I mean, because some people feel that when you don't revise, it allows for a more natural sense. But when you revise, it seems to pertain to this more refined and strengthened emotion? Where do you fall in that conversation, I suppose?
Yeah, and there's like the freshman lit major idea that, you know, first draft, you know, that's how the Beats did it. Blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Exactly.
I've revised, and I never stop revising. So even after I've sent work out and it's been published, I continue to kind of play around with it and screw around with it. I'm definitely not a perfectionist, and I think there's something to be said about, you know, writing something and then publishing it and putting it out into the world in the same way that, like, an athlete or somebody, you know, they do the game. If it's not a great game, it's still interesting. It still has value. Yeah, does that sort of get to
yeah,
the question?
No, that's exactly, I mean, and I feel the same way. My wife and I were just having this conversation with our 4-year-old about how she got all down on herself because she couldn't draw, Mickey Mouse the way that he is on the box. And yeah. we tried, you know, you have to revise, you have to practice, and you have to go back. And she she had that same kind of trouble. But the thing is, even in my own writing, I'm very much the same. I like something initially, but when I'm, even after I've sent it off, I'm like, oh, I could still change that one line or that one phrase or even change this one character. Yeah.
Or steal a line and put it in something else.
Exactly, right? Just
which is what I find myself doing a lot when I am heavy into revising.
And I guess kind of going back to the poem, this poem right here, did anything specifically inspire this? Where do you see this going on in your, I guess your writing phase? How did this one come about?
Yeah. So I think this is probably a bad New Year's Day. I don't know. I think it was 2 or 3 poems maybe that I cut into strips and then pasted back together. Which is how I write a lot of things. I think both poems I sent you actually were done that way. And I think the last part, I've learned lessons about asking questions for answers I can't handle. It's just, you know, it's kind of relationships in general.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to let them go because it's not important.
Right. I mean, and then you'll probably get your rat tail in the mail a couple months later.
Well, yeah, but even like family, you know, I've got brothers, and there's just questions that if you ask, it's going to open up a can of worms. It's going to hurt you both, and just letting it go is a good thing to do sometimes.
Sure, sure. Well, that's all I've got. Anything else you want to share with us about your writing, about your poetry, about anything else?
No.
No.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm reading a lot. I just read Motherless Brooklyn by Jonathan Lethem.
Okay.
Which I think is the most fun I've had with a book in like 2 or 3 years.
Okay, why is that?
It's just wild. The protagonist, the main character, has a has Tourette's syndrome. So there's these blurred outs all through the book, and it's just a fun mystery novel about a nutty gangster that gets killed. That's pretty much it.
I'll have to check that one out.
He wrote Fortress of Solitude too, which is about two brothers, or two boys, not brothers, but they're like brothers, growing up in Brooklyn. It's just great. Awesome. I don't know. That's a little off topic, isn't it?
There is no topic. That's cool.
Yeah, it's staring back at me. I don't know. I don't know if I've got anything super exciting coming up that I can talk about or anything, but there's work coming out. There's stuff pending, and I had kind of a slow year as far as submissions and stuff just because I was busy with grad school, but I'm finished with that now, so...
Well, congratulations.
I'm going to submit more and just figure it out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for submitting the poem. Thank you for your time, and best of luck to you in your writing.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Pete. I appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening. And be sure to check out Sam Reading his poem, January the 1st. And be sure to check out the digital version of Chris Riley's poem from December and all the other goodies that we have on the website. Send us an email. Let us know what you think. Subscribe and start enjoying the poetry today.